Proclamation number 7357 of 7th of May, 1959. God's eternal plan of salvation is being carried out. There is no spiritual change for the better on this earth, even if individuals will still attain realization and thus a spiritual change will occur for them in their earthly life. But the general public is far more on the path to the abyss, it is sinking instead of striving upwards, and these people will increase in number the closer it is to the end. Whatever is done to change their will, to proclaim the gospel to them or to bring the truth to them, they reject everything and rather persecute those who want to help them rise from the depths to the light. They are wholly in the hands of Satan and do his will, who plunges them irrevocably into the deep, as is his plan. And because these people are in the majority, judgment will also have to pass over this earth, although everything will be done first to release the few from his chains who go into themselves and thus accomplish a spiritual change within themselves. For they will live forever even if they lose their physical life before the end of this earth, but their souls will enter the kingdom of light and beatitude. But whoever perseveres until the end will be blessed. This promise will be fulfilled, for people who remain faithful to God even in the time of the most difficult faith struggle will be allowed to inhabit paradise on the new earth and will be blessed. Then one can certainly speak of a spiritual turning point, for people will no longer be in battle with evil forces, there will be peace on earth and people will live together in love, in harmony and bliss, and no one will need to fear their fellow human being as an enemy and adversary. It is a completely different life than it is on earth now among people who are hostile towards each other and harm each other because love has completely grown cold. And this state cannot remain like this, but it would no longer be changed on the part of people, but it can only experience a change through God's will by establishing the law of divine order again. By separating the goats from the sheep, by banishing in matter that which is completely contrary to him and by transferring those who remain faithful to a new earth. By making all things new, as he has promised. But anyone who still hopes for such a change on this earth is mistaken, for God's adversary has too much power over people who grant him this power themselves. And he also uses it because he knows that he does not have much time left. Thus he will do everything in his power to further increase the confusion on earth. And people themselves will do nothing to counteract him, they will willingly go along with everything he urges them to do. And thus the spiritual darkness will grow ever greater. People's weakness to resist will constantly increase and Satan's activity will likewise increase, and people's complete deterioration and apostasy from God will be the inevitable result, which will therefore be counted by God such that everything on earth will come to an end, that all creations will be dissolved and all spiritual substances will receive a new form again in accordance with their degree of maturity. But the human being will likewise be incorporated into the material creation again in accordance with his maturity. Except for those who are raptured because they remain faithful to God until the end. Whether you humans want to believe this or not, it is God's plan of salvation which will be carried out according to his will and which will therefore also one day be carried out when the time is fulfilled. And the fact that it will soon be fulfilled is proclaimed to you again and again through seers and prophets so that you cannot say that you knew nothing in order to be able to prepare yourselves for it. You reckon with the distant future. But one day the future will also become the present, and one day you will have to reckon with the course of events according to the predictions. And you should imagine this end as close as possible, and this will only be good for you. For you stand before the end. You are facing an earthly and spiritual turning point, and you do not have much time left. Use it well, for you can still achieve much if only you are of good will. Amen.